This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia.
Here with Daddy Bear Rocco.
And we're enjoying our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup.
Oh, how about that?
Daddy Bear Rocco and I really enjoyed seeing the movie Little Miss Sunshine, starring Greg Kinnear, Toni Collette, Alan Arkin, and the handsome bearded Steve Carell, formerly of The Daily Show and The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Little Miss Sunshine is the story of the Hoovers, a remarkably dysfunctional family of six from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Carell plays Frank, a gay Proust scholar who has lost his apartment and job following a disastrous, unrequited love affair with one of his students. Carell is understated and very warm as Frank, and he reminds me a great deal of an English professor I had a crush on in college. Little Miss Sunshine, which received a standing ovation at the 2006 Sundance Film Festival, is still playing in selected markets now.
Oh, how about that?
A priest, a Pentecostal preacher, and a rabbi, who all serve as chaplains to the students of Northern Michigan University in Marquette, get together two or three times a week for coffee and to talk shop. One day during their coffee clutch, someone makes the comment that preaching to people isn't really that hard. A real challenge would be to preach to a bear. One thing leads to another, and they decide to do a 7-day experiment. They each agree to go into the woods, find a bear, and preach to it. A week later, they're all back together to discuss the experience. Father O'Flannery, who has his arm in a sling, is on crutches and has various bandages, goes first.
"Well," he says, "I went out into the woods to find me a bear, and when I found him, I began to read to him from the Baltimore Catechism. Well, that bear wanted naught to do with me and begun to slap me about. So I quick grabbed me holy water, and the saints be praised, he became as gentle as a lamb. The bishop is coming out next week to give him first communion and confirmation."
Reverend Billy Bob spoke next. He was in a wheelchair with an arm and both legs in casts. In his best oratory, he proclaimed,
"Well, brothers, you know that we don't sprinkle, we dunk. I went out and I found me a bear, and then I began to read to him from God's holy word. But that bear wanted nothing to do with me. I say no, he wanted nothing to do with me. So I took hold of him and we began to wrestle. We wrestled down one hill, we wrestled up another hill and down another, until we come to a creek. So I quick dunk him and baptize his hairy soul. And just like you says, he was gentle as a lamb. We spent the rest of the week in fellowship, feasting on God's holy word."
They both look down at the rabbi, who's lying in a hospital bed. He's in a body cast and traction, with IVs and monitors running in and out of him. The rabbi looks up and says,
preaching to the bear was easy, but who knew he'd get so touchy about the circumcision?
Oh, how about that?
I've been wanting to tell you more about my new anthology of coming out stories by bisexual men. Here's a great review from the magazine Out in the Mountains, written by Lindsay Cobb, published September 9th, 2006. Since the publication in 1991 of By Any Other Name, that grandmother of all bi anthologies has spawned numerous books chronicling the bisexual experience. It's an experience much like that of other queer folk, to be sure, with the additional heartache at times of ostracism from gay friends and allies as much as from straights. Accusations of being confused, trying to pass, denying their true homosexuality have hounded bi folk probably since Stonewall, and the resulting courage, self-affirmation, and joy in living as they see fit takes on a particular poignancy and hard-won dignity. A new anthology called Bi Men, Coming Out Every Which Way, may be unique in that, as the title suggests, the focus is on men. Editors Ron Jackson Serratia and Pete Chavani have assembled a wide range of voices from various walks of life and in different stages of coming out. unlike the older book by men, avoids socio-political exposition. Presumably, bisexuality need no longer be defined, theorized, or defended. Or at least it's done so in the context of story. So, the narratives in By Men drive the book, and they are by turns heartbreaking, soul-stirring, thought-provoking, and thoroughly queer-affirming. We encounter Jason Large, a closeted married father taking the first steps to come out. "I'm just a normal, hard-working guy," he says, "knowing deep down that I want something very different now." Another father, Mark Anders, explains to his 12-year-old son over a game of miniature golf how he can be married to the boy's mom and still have a male lover, and realizes his son is more nonchalant about it than he could have imagined. A prison convict finds peace behind bars by being open about his sexuality. And a young man joins a Pennsylvania Dutch enclave in an ultimately unsuccessful attempt to curb his desires. We hear from a Latino man, a man of Native American and Scottish descent, and a pair of Asian American teenage boys. Nobody has an easy story. Even the men with the happiest lives achieve their happiness through complex decisions. Older men relate stories of conflict and hard knocks, as when Woody Glenn, co-founder of the Boston Bisexual Resource Center, tells of getting, quote, "thrown out of the Gay Pride director's office for suggesting that there should be a bi contingent in the parade." Younger men have the same fears as any young people, in addition to questions about their sexuality. To quote one, "I'm scared about graduating. I'm afraid I won't be accepted." Most seem to agree that, while much work has been done to make bisexuality understood and accepted, elements of resistance continue in both the queer community and in mainstream media and culture. I think of a friend who once described the queer teenagers she counseled in Maine. "Their sexual identity is like this," she said, as she stood with flexed knees, shifting her weight back and forth like a balancing surfer. Or like someone shifting back and forth on the Kinsey scale, fluid, not nailed down, comfortable with change. Indeed, By Men, Coming Out Every Which Way is dedicated to Alfred C. Kinsey, who steadfastly dedicated himself to listening to and telling the story of the bisexual man. Perhaps this book's greatest gift to the community is its illumination of the lives of men whose sexual identities are not pinned to points on a scale. Not by social pressure, not by political expediency, not by fear. Like the spectrum of colors thrown on a bare wall by a crystal, a person's sexuality may shift and shimmer with time, and it's always the same person, and it's always gorgeous. This has been a review by Lindsay Cobb of By Men, Coming Out Every Which Way. For more information on By Men, go to my website, www.serratia.com. Whoops, the darn drain's clogged with fur again, so gotta go. This is Spunk Daddy's Bear Soup. Episode number 34. Background music is from Alex DeGrassi's album, The Water Garden. Thanks for joining us here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.